Right, this is episode 11. I think we're in episode 11. Episode 11 of the Google News Wrap Up. Google News Update. What's going on, everybody? Mm-hmm. This is your host, Mike B. And as usual, I got my other host here, Mike B. Mike Bennett.
What's going on, Chilling, man.
We coming off a little hiatus, but we back at it. Today we're gonna have a couple topics that we're gonna be talking about. All Google based. You know, this show is about how the ups and downs, the pros and cons of Google. Yeah, I mean, we try not to ride the coattails of Google. You know what I mean? We keep it 100 whether Google is doing great or doing negative. And in this case, we got a couple of topics that are kind of negative, really, about Google. You know, they be in the ups and downs. But first topic that we have is Google indexing WhatsApp's group chat links, making it even
private. Five times in a row.
Yeah, I mean, the whole what's having that S in there, just throw it off. Google is indexing WhatsApp's group links, meaning that they have the ability to privatize. Well, WhatsApp has private groups, and you can invite people to those private groups via links. And for some reason, they aren't hiding. WhatsApp isn't hiding those links. They're making them indexable, and Google is indexing them, and that's a potential problem. We'll talk about it more. The next topic that we have is about Google resisting giving up emails, texts, and documents that have been sought from the state anti-competitive digital ad probe. Google is in a lot of hot water, as they usually are when it comes to privacy and digital advertisement. In this case, being that digital ads are so dominant, they are being hit with dealing with the fact that they may be anti-competitive in the market, but we'll talk about that a little bit more. And the last topic that we got is talking about Google cracking down on Android apps that track your location in the background. This is a common thing. I mean, a lot of these apps are tracking people, like everywhere you go, everything you do, they tracking you. And Google has been like clearing out their app store for years. Like, it's always some new thing that they're finding that they need to just do a clean swath and just be like, yo, let me clear all these companies out. But we're going to talk about that a little bit more. First topic that we're talking about, like I said, is going to be that Google is indexing WhatsApp group chat links, making even private groups discoverable. This is an issue that was actually reported by Motherboard. We have a report coming from The Verge, but basically it's a functionality of WhatsApp. WhatsApp, if you don't know, is a private messaging service, and it's ran by Google. It's owned by Facebook, but its intent is to be a encrypted group messaging service so that everything that you essentially do in there is private. Even Facebook talks about how they cannot access that information. A lot of people have tried to throw warrants at WhatsApp to get them to give up information about what may be in certain groups, but WhatsApp can't even do it themselves. It's one of those things where it's just the encryption model for WhatsApp's groups are just that good that even WhatsApp themselves can't get into it. And that's basically by design. But one functionality is that if you do have a private group, you are allowed to get in there based on an invite. People get invited to private groups, and that's essentially how they're able to find the groups in the first place, because they traditionally aren't indexed. But what has come to been found out is that WhatsApp is basically not hiding those invite links. So if those invite links are indexable or found anywhere, Google's going to find it, because Google's whole point is to be able to find index links. Find links to be indexed. Yeah. So,
man, we own private. Anybody else's private ain't private, though.
That's Google. I mean, it's kind of a caveat, because I mean, it's WhatsApp design, and like Google publicly announces how you are to privatize links. How do you make your links non-indexable? How do you make it so that Google doesn't search your links? And like they have public documentation on how to keep that stuff hidden. And it's really up to WhatsApp to be able to do that in their application. And it's not like the chat groups themselves are indexed. The thing that is indexed is the actual invitation. Nice, and what they found out is that some of these invites may be coming from other websites that people are just posting WhatsApp links. Like they're posting WhatsApp's invitation links onto other websites, and then those websites get indexed, and then next thing you know, they're on Google. I mean, it's just like a caveat of the indexing of Google search.
And it's the embarrassing thing too to hear in there. It said it says a lot. Motherboard, one of the lines there says Motherboard was able to find private groups using specific Google searches, and a lot of the results include a lot of porn sharing groups.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, exactly. When I hear that stuff, it's kind of like, you know, somebody trying to be slick, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
all that fetishes is about to be out there.
that's like one of the first things that damn near happened in any social network. You know, anything that's group sharing, they're like, okay, yo, let's share porn.
Yeah, that's
like the number one
first thing, man.
Like, what's your username? Hey, look at this link.
Yeah. Once the joint is inundated with porn, like that social media is done. Then that happened to us. What was that? It was a streaming one a while back that begins with a P, I think. Or was it? You remember? It was something called I can't remember.
Not porn.
I forgot. I'm a Google. I can't remember. But yeah, that's just going to show how quick it died once everybody was up there just streaming, like, you know, porn stuff, man. It was
ridiculous. Yeah. But, yeah.
It's at risk, man, because they, you know, got some weirdos out there just sharing stuff back and forth.
Exactly. It's supposed to be one of those things. It's like, I mean, it's a social network in a way. It's a social platform, and they try not to regulate what they can consider social. I mean, so like everything is fair game. I mean, porn is porn. I mean, the whole world fucks. I mean, so, like, it's a matter of like, should this be allowed or shouldn't this be allowed? Technically, there's no reason why it shouldn't be allowed, but if they allow it, they gotta be able to have a way to privatize it. And this isn't enough. It's definitely not enough. I mean, and like I said, the main way that they're getting in is just from a link. Yeah, I mean, they're getting an invitation link that says, hey, allow me in. And they click on it, and because there's nothing else to stop it, they're allowed in. They do say that, like, you can actually, if you are like the moderator or the admin of a particular group, you can regenerate the link. But so far, what they found out is that regenerating the link doesn't kill the old link. It just creates a new link that you can still use the original link, and it doesn't stop anything. I mean, it's one of those things where WhatsApp could be the ones at fault, really, because, I mean, Google is just indexing. They just doing general indexing, and they just happen to find these links. And WhatsApp software isn't telling Google to de-index them or to not allow them to be indexed in the first place.
Right.
And that's just Google's issue. I mean, that's just WhatsApp's issue. I hate that name. That's a stupid name, WhatsApp. it's the stupidest name ever. But like that's really their issue that they got to deal with. And right now, as of now, it's a known vulnerability. I know this much: if they were doing that, I wouldn't be using WhatsApp anymore. I don't really use WhatsApp as is, but yeah, I couldn't see myself potentially using it further. I mean, they already had the issue with Jeff Bezos getting hacked, which was a major deal, and they found out that with just that happening, that it was a vulnerability with the video, where sending a video gets you hacked on your phone and stuff like that. So like it's an issue with WhatsApp. So they gonna have to figure it out.
What I find interesting about this, a lot of times, especially being in QA on the quality assurance side of IT, that as a when developers go in and do a lot of things to try to safeguard, you know, the application, but forget, like, this is more like a semantic type of error where, of course, they probably have things like the proper blocks in place for direct hacking, but they didn't account for, you know, if a person shares a link. Although it's simple, they didn't account for someone that shares a link to a private group. Mm-hmm. Then now that private group is now accessible. You know, like, stuff like that is, I don't know how they missed that, and WhatsApp is so big of a platform. It's just ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I saw somewhere that they were saying that this isn't really considered a cybersecurity issue. This is more like a usability issue. Mm. I mean, it's just one of those things that you shouldn't share that link if you don't want people to come into your private group. And, I mean, that's just kind of what it is. If you want to be private, you got to keep it private.
But, man, I'm really looking for this other. I forgot the name of it, man, but I'll figure out what it was by the end of the show, man. I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
The next topic that we got is talking about how Google is resisting giving up emails, documents, and texts that are being sought after in this state anti-competitive digital ad probe. Basically, it's really talking about the issues that is going on with this this court case, the setup and the investigation that's happening in general. This article came from Wall Street Journal. We're talking about it from Boing Boing. But basically, Google is in. Well, you found it out.
Periscope.
Yeah, I mean, they still actually using that. Who was that? Twitter. Periscope, so they still use that for real. They probably do got a lot of cleanup that they got to do.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of stuff about Twitter too.
Thing, like, Twitter be open as well. Twitter is, you can find some craziness on that. Yeah. I mean, they try not to regulate themselves in the same way. They try not to consider themselves completely a social network. It's like a social thing, but it's not like a home and a profile like Facebook and Instagram tend to be. They try to just say that it's your soapbox. And being that it's that, then some of those regulations about how you deal with sensitive topics or sensitive imagery, that's one of those things where, you know, they don't have to deal with it in the same right. But this probe with Google that's going on, like, you know, they're basically trying to figure out if Google's ad services that they have, you know, they bought DoubleClick. Google AdWords is like probably the biggest platform that's out when it comes to advertising online in general, mm-hmm. Next to Amazon and Facebook. But part of this issue, because they're trying to figure out whether Google is actually being anti-competitive with their market. I mean, you know, they also own Instagram. I mean, they also own Android. So all the advertisement that happens on Android is usually associated with Google as well.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They're trying to figure out if, you know, their practices are technically anti-competitive. And one of the main things about that is that they need to get some information from Google, and Google is definitely like resistant trying to
information.
Yeah, they don't know. This is the one case that Google does not want to give you information. In every other case, anything you want to turn to, you want to know something, you ask Google. But if you want to know something about Google, now I don't know about all that. I mean, and
it's crazy. I'm not going to give you information that's going to get me booked.
Exactly. I mean, they want to give up their, they wanted to give up the emails. They wanted to give up their text messages and documents. Basically, they want access to their Google G Suites account. And I mean, I don't know, because based on the last article, apparently they selling data for like $50 to the Fed. So
yeah,
I don't
know. They got the price sheet. It's like, what was it, like $100, $120 for like they got a whole price sheet up. Yeah. We did a show on that.
Yeah. So, you know, Google, just give them a budget. Yeah, I mean, give them a number. They'll pay it. Yeah, I mean, give up that information. But I mean, it's one of those things, like, Google is definitely trying not to give up this information. They're saying that it's based off of, you know, proprietary information. Any information that we give up here may potentially get back to our competitors. And in that case, then our competitors will have an advantage over us. And some of the, one of the, I want to say senators, he may not be a senator, he may just be a congressman. One of the people that are on dealing with this case are just talking about how text messages and emails really aren't the thing that has privatized information, like proprietary information. Mm-hmm. Usually in those emails and the text messages, you really get to find out whether somebody is having malicious intent. Like, are they actually trying to do something illegal here? And you can find that out in an email. You find that out in a text message because they're talking about the practice of what they're going to be doing. They're not necessarily talking about the technology itself that's happening. So they're going back and forth trying to figure this out. One of the funny things about it is that, you know, when it hops on things like social media, you just get to see people going back and forth talking about how the irony is now on the other foot, how the shoe is on the other foot. Like when GameStop started closing down, I'm starting to see a lot of closed GameStops nowadays. I was traveling for something for my nephew and like, it was hard to find a GameStop for a minute.
Man, because like, I live down here in the A, I mean, it's you can find them, but yeah, I heard that, you know, they there's some blues going on with them, man, that they really shut some stuff down. So, that's interesting, man.
But like, I'm just saying, like, how when GameStop started shutting down, you started seeing these memes pop around, like, y'all need somebody to buy it, right? Y'all need somebody to buy GameStop. We'll buy it for $3.22. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so like, now it's funny. It's funny now because Google got this issue going on where they don't want to give up their privacy, and it's ironic because they're like, oh. But you want us to give up our privacy.
But y'all are quick to do it. Like, you just did the previous article. They indexing. No problem. And now it's like, we ain't gonna do it. Why you need to know about our data collection schemes? Like, we ain't doing that.
Nobody's sharing proprietary algorithms on your instant message, on your text message. So might as well just give up that information and hopefully you ain't do nothing illegal.
That sucks because, you know, I feel like I don't want to incriminate myself. Yeah. I would just say this. Many people, they do illegal things every day and, you know, talking codes and all that stuff like that. So, you know, for that information to be put out there, man.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like you're talking about with the Jussie Smollett thing. I mean, like.
Juicy.
They took his whole, they taking a whole year. They took a year worth of this man information from Google. A year worth of information, man. Even if it ain't nothing that's important to the case, yo, you can use some of that information for any type of blackmail or whatever you want to do to somebody later on.
Talking to codes, like, what do these codes mean? You have to come up with a charge and bring them in.
Yeah, I'm slightly kind. I'm like, I still work with Google technology from my place of employment, but I'm slowly thinking about pulling back my personal usage a little bit, at least creating my own version. They got so many different cloud alternatives that you can build out on your own. That I'm probably just going to build out my own cloud alternative and use Google stuff to make money for the public market. But my own stuff has just got to be my own.
Oh, you're just going to do what Microsoft did. Just buy all that whole tech.
Essentially, I'm going to clone my own version of Chrome. Yeah, I mean, create my own version of Android. Yeah, I mean, just download and create my own. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it does. That's what it's going to end up coming down to at this point. Because, like, privacy is getting thrown out the window. And let's talk about this next one. It's perfect segue. Next article that we have is that Google is cracking down on Android apps that track your location in the background.
Finally, they announced it.
Exactly. They announced it finally. Like, subtitle reads that apps will face a new review process to enable the feature. And it's basically coming from, you know, scrutiny, people complaining about the fact that your information is just getting leaked out everywhere, every corner, every pocket. And 2020 is basically the year of, you know, privacy for real. Just all the companies are changing up their methodology of how they're collecting this information. And Congress is actually starting to dig on these people and require that they actually either stop collecting your information or clearly label and identify the information that they're getting when they do collect it. And it's one of those things, like, Apple was kind of ahead in this one. You know, Apple and Android go back and forth with feature sets and whatnot. And I think Google was the first company to really even, you know, put a setting on certain things like location settings.
Location-based settings,
yeah. Yeah, like, you know, the privacy points where you have to allow an app to get certain access to information. Google was probably the first one to offer that type of implementation in Android. But then, you know, Apple came and did a little bit step further. And one of their steps was, you know, like, they have the option to, you can cut off an app from being able to track any of your mm-hmm. location. You can say always, or you can put the mm-hmm. option to only do it while you're, yeah, in, do it while you're in the app.
Yeah. But, you know, I know what's interesting, though, is that some apps, and I don't know, you know, maybe I'm snitching on some of the apps, but what they'll do is, like, say, for instance, you know, you'll switch it to,
they don't follow the G code, so they don't even matter.
Well, look, some apps, like, you can select that, only track location while they're on the app, and then the app will try to force you to always put it on.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
exactly. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the word. And I can see some, like, for instance, why that it's some apps should force that, or why they would have to do that. Because I use an app called Earning, mm-hmm. where you're able to, based off of, I don't know exactly how the algorithm works, but basically you put in your work location and what you do, and based on them tracking, like, you going back and forth to work every day, and what's in your bank account, just to link your bank account as well. I'm gave all my information away to these guys, but they're able to it's like they build up a credit where you're able to pull out money before your pay date based on tracking you going to work. So, of course, you're not always in the app. They have to, you know, you have to have that tracking on so they can see that. But, again, it could be a dangerous game because you never know what's going on. But although they may have a law written saying this is not what we're going to do, you don't know what the individual is doing in the company with that data because someone has access, right? So, yeah. You know, it's interesting, though, like you said, because it seems like they try to take it a step further, but it goes back to that tech cold war, you know, we were talking about in the previous article where we want to see with technology being at its high, at a high point right now, that the apps between individual app developers and the big corporations, that there's going to be some back and forth going on this. It's not going to seem like it's going to be like world breaking to, you know, IT, but it's like a cold war, like things back and forth, tit for tat. Yeah, it's going so. Yeah, it's this location thing, of course, is important, and it's something that has to really be tracked, because for the apps that you may download, it's not really as popularized, right? But it could be, for instance, like an app for a scheduling app or something like that. I try to schedule out my time and stuff. You never know. They could, of course, offer like a core functionality saying this is what they do, but they're tracking you in the back, right? And they have somebody, you know, again, just maybe selling that information of this person goes to this place, or this is what they hand over this data, and then you have people randomly calling your phone, and you see ads or
partnerships that they don't tell you about,
you know, even under the table. So, yeah, this is it's important news. It's much bigger than, I guess, and this is why we even do this, bring this to the folks, because a lot of people don't know, like, what's going on, how it affects their lives, you know, when they're not really involved or, like, that deep into what's going on with the IT industry. They just kind of using stuff.
That's kind of the reason that we're even doing the show, is just to bring that information to the forefront. Like, you know, just using these apps because, you know, society is using them don't mean everything that society is doing don't mean that you just need to hop in and start doing too. You need to be aware of this information, and a lot of society is not aware of this information, but these phones have become the number one, like, addiction of society over the last past 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there has really been little to no regulation, and it's really just all starting now. Like you say, the Wild West is kind of over. one of the biggest things that they were talking about was that, like, some of these apps, you know, in Google's case, they will actually be following suit with this new regulation in themselves. Like, they have their own apps that they actually offer in the Play Store that also do location tracking, and they will be requiring their own apps to actually follow suit with this new way of doing, of allowing location tracking to even happen, which goes against Apple's case, because some of even like, even though Apple requires all other third party apps to be require location information under limited circumstances, their own Apple apps don't have those same limitations. I mean, and some of them be like, yeah, 24/7 monitoring, whatever you that mean, because it's Apple. But like, that's it's one of those things that just goes back and forth. Now that it's out in the air, maybe Apple will change that methodology out. But I don't know, it's tracking data, tracking your location. I mean, everybody used to call people conspiracy theorists about this stuff for a while. Be like, yeah, man, ain't nobody tracking your data. You know, like, yo, you got a GPS in your pocket. You got a tracker in your pocket. I mean, like, it's I love listening to Brother Shabazz and stuff like that. Like, I mean, talking, putting out that Harlem speak. Yeah, I mean, like that old just real knowledge. I mean, street knowledge. I mean, the street philosophers. I mean, he'll go in there and talk about this stuff for days and on end. And, you know, it sound like it might just be conspiracy theory, but it's not. I mean,
it's real.
Especially not the days like yeah, these devices are tracking your information and they're letting people know that where you are.
The trick is that with a lot of what you see in the media, like within like Hollywood, when they promote these things, like these futuristic type of issues and this lifestyle, they dress it up a certain way, right? Or you may have people like flying on a hoverboard. I remember back in the future, I think it was 3, they had like by 2020, we'd be dressing, looking all like crazy. Right? I remember if you go back and look at Back in the Future 3, you'll see like what they said we were supposed to be looking like. And it's not, we're not too far removed from that, although they was looking ridiculous. Right. But I think what happens is, you know, people have it, you're inundated with this type of visual propagation of what the future would be like, or what things would do, what these companies would be doing. But then, you know, because it doesn't meet those things that you like may have seen before, you think it's not going on. But in fact, it is. Suddenly you're talking about putting chips in everybody or something like that. And it was like, you know, so people be like, nah, ain't nobody getting, you know, ain't no babies being born where they putting chips in them that we know of, you know, but everybody that has to pay, everyone that has a card now pretty much has a chip. You're like, you see what I'm saying?
This new, get a news article for talking about this hospital has been fined $100 million for putting chips in babies. Like, oh, shit. Like, what do you mean? It just started out one hospital testing it out. And then they get fined for like $100 million. Next thing you know, the $100 million just says, all right, they got fined for not letting people know. Doesn't mean that they can't do it. just saying, you should have said something about it earlier. Now that you're saying like something,
you're on the board over there, man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm plotting on a log cabin somewhere. might lead a society and just go chopping wood for a living. Live as a lumberjack. Work with robots chopping down trees.
Crazy, man. You'd be the wrong guy in the movie where everything else is going crazy, and you like the shaman people come to as the fixer, the curator, the panacea to the world disease, because you just broke away from the system.
Yeah, that's kind of what you gotta do in this age. Like, we well on our way to like. To what is that movie? I'm drawing a blank on it. I just had in my mind, I want to call it Blazing Saddles, but that is definitely not Blazing Saddles. Blade Runner. Like, we well on our way. Well on our way. We're way far from Blazing Saddles. If y'all ain't seen Blazing Saddles, y'all need to see Blazing Saddles.
I'm gonna check it out. I ain't never seen it. You said Blazing Saddles. When did it come out?
Oh yeah. That's completely not tech related though.
So we're gonna show it then.
Yeah, but we're gonna mention this. If y'all ain't never seen Blazing Saddles, it's a Western. It's a great movie. It's a comedy. Mel Brooks. If you ain't never seen Blazing Saddles, about the first black sheriff, in the West than her.
Oh, okay.
You need to see that movie.
Check it out.
That's not related to the tech show. Tech show is all about Google. If you guys have any more information, if y'all got any questions about Google, you know what you need to do, go ahead and like, comment, and subscribe on the page, on the news feed. We got a social, we got a comment board on, we got a comment section on the website as well. Y'all can do all that. You can even comment on our Facebook page, like I said. But the main thing, like, comment, and share, and subscribe. Those are the three, four main things that we really want you to do. Usually we had a show weekly, got more content coming for y'all in the next couple of days. And still listing out this, scheduled group of people that are going to be coming in over the next couple of weeks. Got anything, Mike?
You pretty much hit the nail on the head, man. We live in the digital age, you know what I mean? So you can find us on these platforms. Make sure you like, comment, follow us. And give us your feedback of, you know, the things we talk about, how we're doing, the things we're doing good, the things we can improve upon, you know, because we trying to do big things with this. And I see big things happening. We just want you all to be part of the movement. So that's pretty much it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely big things going on. Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe. See y'all next week.
All right. Y'all take care. Peace.